Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schugel.
It is our annual show on aging and the holidays. Pat Holland and Valerie Hobson Bell here this morning. We do this every year and talk about things to watch for and talk about over the holidays. Thank you both for coming in this morning and doing this.
Thank you for having us.
And for every year coming in, because this is always good stuff. And in a lot of ways, Pat, you think at times, especially if you're younger, this is way far in advance, but you find out as the years go on, and the years come a lot faster than you think.
They certainly do. I have a niece who's getting ready to graduate from college, and I told her this is the one thing you need to watch out for, because before you know it, you are old and responsible, older and responsible. So, yeah. It does. It comes very fast.
Well, and it also then becomes a big thing when, if you don't live near your parents, right, or relatives, and all of a sudden you show up and you've been talking with them. You may call them every week.
That's right.
And you say, how are things going? And you always hear the same thing.
That once or twice a year visit can be a startling eye opener.
Yeah. I think when you walk in and you see things are different, you start questioning. You should anyway. You know, if you're starting to see maybe food that's rotting, or you see uneaten medication
food
that doesn't appear to be taken.
Mom or dad that isn't as clean as they used
right,
to be.
Right, I was going to say that.
Crumpled clothes when that wasn't the norm.
You know, they're no longer socializing the way that they once did. All of those should really wave at least yellow flags to you.
Yeah, things are going. Pat, you a couple of years ago brought this up, and since then, I have heard others, but you were the first, so I always quote you on this, about going and just checking over the car, you mentioned, for dents. And what a great idea, because that shows you day in, day out what's happening.
Absolutely. And I don't know how many times we have calls from people who are concerned about their parents driving. And, of course, if there's a concern, there is probably something going on, and it really needs to be taken action against. Driving is quite a responsibility, and if there is any deficit, it really needs to be looked at. But yeah, just, you know, walk around the car, see if there's any dents, light scratches. There's all sorts of things. Tire pressure, they didn't keep it up the way they did. Many, many things to do with looking at a car.
And also, one thing that we always say is if you are coming home for that one or two visits, have them drive you to the store.
Yes, I was just going to say that. That was, you guys talked about that last year, of just you know, casually just saying, why don't you drive?
If it's a knuckle ride, then it's time to do something. You got the white knuckles, then it's time for a conversation.
Boy, the car, though, is a tough, that's really a tough one, because that's independence.
That is a person's correct. Independence. That is just getting to the grocery store sometimes, getting out to see their friends. It keeps them inside.
But our job as advocates is to try to let them know that there are options out there. Just because the car is now taken away doesn't mean you should stay in the house all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, there's different transportation. We got the Fred bus, of course.
And the agency the Healthy Generations Agency on Aging, has a travel trainer. He is a gentleman, an older gentleman, that goes out and literally will hold a client's hand to get them from their home to where they need to go on the Fred bus. So that element of fear is taken away.
Right. Well, I was just going to mention that it's also at a discounted rate. And then mobility options as a whole over at RAAA, they can let people know what their other options are.
Absolutely.
For transportation. Yep. It's just no need to lock yourself in a house simply because you're not driving any longer.
Isolation is one of the greatest enemies of growing older.
Yeah, because it can turn into depression.
Absolutely.
And
that's
all
correct.
Kinds of things.
Right. We just had a suicide forum last week, and there is an age group in the 80s that is one of the, or if not the highest rate of suicide. And that is from losing people, isolation, lots of different factors, but it's something that really needs to be looked at.
That is important. So what we learned is that seniors 65 and over make up 13.3% of the U.S. population, but we make up over 19% of the suicide rate.
Mm.
So that's huge. So isolation, we got, you know, one thing that I'm real pleased about, and I'm hoping that other people will kind of look at this and start, you know, just start a whole avalanche, is with Pat's dad in him no longer getting out and driving, his friends are now bringing lunch to his home as a group. They're saying, come on, let's stop by whatever restaurant they used to go out to all the time, and we're going to take lunch over there. And that still keeps that socialization going.
One of the things that we've learned as we age, Valerie and I hope a lot of other people, is that it's not a negative. It can be a wonderful, wonderful positive. Of course, you have much more wisdom than a lot of people that are younger.
Yeah.
But we've learned the little tricks of the trade that turn it into a positive experience. You know, the stuff in the jar isn't going to get us anything but maybe one less wrinkle. But that knowledge that we have and the knowledge that organizations have will go tremendously to keeping us home, in the community, and happy and safe with dignity.
Well, and that's the thing around here. We've got a number of organizations.
Yes.
Pat, you're with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, right. And there are just a number of options there, because you mentioned the bus and different. There just are things out there and people to help you.
Right. We need to be in the forefront. We are the agency that can answer your questions. If we don't have something for you to keep you safe in your home, then we will know where to send you for that. So, you know, if there's any questions when you're home on the holidays or any day of the year, please know that we are there. We're every area of the United States has an agency on aging that covers them. And the fastest way to find that is Elder Care Locator. .gov. It's a part of the National Association of Area Agency on Aging, so N4A. So if you search that, they will plug you into the agency on aging that covers the address that you're interested in. So, you know, if you're coming here, if you have friends and family somewhere else, there is help out there.
And I'm happy to say, in the Fredericksburg area, as you know, we have another nonprofit organization called Partners in Aging. And there are several programs. Now, they don't offer daily service to anyone, but there are programs to help seniors in our community. There's respite care. You know, there's caregiver support, if you will.
Right. We have the annual Caregiver of the Year to bring to the forefront non-paid family caregivers that are doing tremendous work out there, saving millions and millions of dollars.
And every June, for 12 years now, we've hosted Art of Aging. That is where we're getting the resources out to people. What is available in Fredericksburg as you age?
Ted, how much younger were we when we first started coming in to talk about that?
Oh, I know.
So
and
it's been 12 years.
I used to laugh at Valerie, and it was a long ways away.
Absolutely.
And now I'm
past.
Right there.
Here
yes, I am past.
Right.
So what we say to people is every night we close our eyes. Every morning, if we're blessed to open them again, we're aging.
Hmm.
So I don't care if you're only 20 or if you're 60. Every day we're getting older.
Right.
So make the best of it, like Pat said.
Yep, there's lots out there.
Yep, that's what we're talking about this morning, and just being able to deal with and talk with situations that might not be so happy over the holidays, but that you may encounter. Pat Hollins with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Valerie Hobson-Bell is with Elder Care Connections. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Valerie Hobson-Bell and Pat Holland here. We're talking about aging and the holidays and things that you may encounter. Valerie, I guess the thing that oftentimes comes as a surprise is if you're talking to your relatives and they tell you every week, I'm fine. And they sound fine.
Yeah.
But then it's when you actually see somebody up close and you see that they're moving a little slow or whatever, some of the things we've talked about.
And so all we say, first off, we're big on dignity. So we don't want you to go in and just start telling them what to do or stripping them of their rights. But it's okay to keep an eye out. Just watch and see how things are really going, you know? So again, like we said, if you're starting to see anything that causes a yellow flag, that's the time that you try to start having a conversation, if in fact you didn't have that conversation sooner.
Well, and one of the things that's really the hardest thing is you don't want to believe it.
Oh, absolutely not. No. The people that have been strongest in your life for all of those years.
And I know you've dealt with that, Pat.
Absolutely. Right now it's currently going on, and it's very difficult. And I said, sitting on my side of the desk at work is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the other side of the desk is totally different and really needing expert help, even though you are an expert in it. So you don't want to see what's going on, and you have to. You have to go in, as Valerie has said.
But I think it's important to note exactly what Pat is saying. You have to reach out for help.
Right.
Reach out to the professionals mm-hmm. who can guide you. Now, don't just open up the yellow pages, right. You know, or pick whoever's sitting next to you, but go to those agencies. If it's dealing with the general overall aging, at least start with the agency on aging, you know, to mm-hmm. see who should you be talking with.
I spoke with a person yesterday who wanted information on dementia, and it was she was very specific that this person didn't do what her mom is doing. And one of the things that you need to know is that everyone is different. Every person is their own human being, and with a disease that includes dementia, every person is going to be very different. So the experts are important. And not your next door neighbor whose third cousin went through some type of dementia, because it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Or don't run and you see a sign and you go to the internet and then assume this this is what you have and this is how we're going to deal with it.
Well, you'll have something from, you know, the middle of Africa, some type of disease that has nothing to do with where we are.
So my thing is, you know, there comes a time where you do want to get a comprehensive geriatric assessment. And that usually occurs with a geriatrician or a neurologist. And so that is where they're going to want a family member to help them paint a picture of what your loved one looked like when they were fully functioning compared to what they look like now, so that they can help create, you know, a diagnosis as well as a treatment plan. And understand, and I know this is not the show for all of the different dementias, but understand that there are a multitude of dementias out there.
Yeah.
So everybody, of course, knows Alzheimer's, and we're happy that the awareness is out there. But that is just one of many dementias. And so the treatment is not always the same. Yeah. But, you know, where we want to really focus our attention is having the conversation before any of this starts.
Absolutely.
So during the holiday is a good time to start talking to your loved ones, just to kind of create a preliminary plan, if you will.
In our family, it's always kind of turned into a laughing conversation, which is very nice considering the topic.
Yeah.
But if you start it on a lower level prior to the crisis period, you are going to be much better, and you are going to have that opportunity to know what people want, how people want to be treated for diseases. I mean, you know, all of that. But also to have that conversation and to know where a person is in their life is a good starting period.
I guess it's important when you have siblings.
That's right.
There's all kinds of things there, because not everybody's always on the same page. Pat, you may decide this is what we're seeing, this is what we're going to do, and you've got a brother or a sister who is, what are you, that's, it, no, Pat, we're not is, at that right, level.
Right, well, yes, we are. But it is, it's very difficult when people are not on the same page. And of course, I truly believe that it goes back to education.
Yeah.
Education, education, education. Find out what is going on, how that needs to be treated, what the person wants for their care, because that is a big part of it. It's not my sister and my brother and myself making decisions for my dad until they can no longer be made. But we know he's still in the driver's seat, and
yeah. mm-hmm.
that can eliminate a lot. Writing down what you want for your wishes really, really is a good thing. I know we've spoken about living wills and just having that written down. It doesn't have to be anything formal, but that people can go by.
But this is where, and I'm throwing a plug in, but this is where a geriatric care manager comes in.
Absolutely.
Because that professional can sit down with those three siblings, you know, and if the parent is well enough, with the parent, so that we can all get on the same page. What I've seen over these years of being a geriatric care manager is that male children and female children really go at it at a different way.
Interesting.
It really is. And, you know, I wish I had kept notes on all of this so I could write a book about it. However, they accept it differently in terms of the diagnosis. So if the diagnosis is for mom, you're really going to see something different from those boy children, just because of their interaction
yeah.
with mom, where the female children are like, let's get to the bottom of it. What's the next step? The boy children are very protective and, you know, really want to cater to that parent. So, but anyway, if you get a professional, I have actually had five children. Three were at the table. One was on FaceTime and the other one was on Skype, because they all lived in different states. Isn't that something? But that is how we all came together at one time.
Oh, in today's world with technology, almost anything can be done. Mm-hmm. And communication is, although we probably don't listen as well anymore, the communication is there. It's available.
But I guess with the holidays here now, this is a
yes.
time when you've got some people together.
That's right.
To, like you say, start talking. Even if you're maybe 10 or 15 years away, you never know. You never know when something can happen.
And that's it. There is no expiration date on any of us.
No, it's not. Although you hit 60, then that's it.
Right.
And you figure you just don't know.
So on a personal note, I had a niece in Indiana who passed at the age of 45. Mm. So we all went as a family. So I have my two sons in the car, and that was our time to start the conversation, because here's their first cousin who has passed, and it's rocked their world, and they're in their 30s. But they opened up a lot to talk about what they wanted or didn't want, and that was really the biggest aha moment for me, was more what they didn't want, you know, because they could not articulate exactly what they wanted, because a lot of young people don't think that far in it. Ahead.
No, you know, you figure that you've got, you know, this is a
That's
65
right.
or 70, and maybe if you're lucky it is.
Right.
But maybe not.
That's
Absolutely.
Correct.
And things can change overnight.
Yeah.
Just a slip on the ice with winter coming up, be very careful with that. A slip out of bed and one broken bone can really change everybody's world.
The whole environment, yeah.
And those are things that we know people want to be treated in a certain way. Again, we go back to that a lot. And there are ways to do that no matter what, where people, whether they stay in their home with services, everybody wants to stay in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And there are services to do that. Some people are blessed to be able to do that till their last days. Others, facilities are needed. And, you know, that's a lot of times the professionals can come into play with trying to find a facility. Because as Valerie will tell you, each one has a personality, and your loved one has a personality. So, again, you know, most of the time it comes back to educate yourself on what's going on, be open to see the changes, as we started talking about, and take it one step at a time. I learned a long time ago in a class that when there's problems, there are many little pieces of it. But if you break it down to the most important, what is the most important right now, the whole process becomes much, much easier.
And hopefully, when you are dealing with this, you, if no one else is, there's you're at least calm about it. Because sometimes you hate to be, when it's a sudden situation, and like Valerie said, especially if it's younger, you're not expecting it.
Right.
You're just, you don't know what to do, and you're making decisions you may regret later.
One of the things I was going to say is that support is always an important thing. Support for yourself. You're providing support for your loved one, but you need that support also.
Yeah.
So your system of family and friends really coming together at this time. Sometimes it's the best time to put your differences aside. Mm-hmm. But this community has a number of support groups, and they will walk you through it. They'll really hold your hand. The hard part is asking for that help or accepting the changes that are occurring, asking for assistance in just, you know, holding your shoulder, holding your back up so that you know you're not going to be the one to fall.
A couple of we talk about all just the services around here. Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, best way to find that is
either
how?
On our website, which is now healthygenerations.org. We're in the midst of changing our name. Or you can give us a call at 540-371-3375, and we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Healthygenerations.org, 540-371-3375. And Elder Care Connections?
Is eldercareconnections.net or 540-419-4387.
419-4387, eldercareconnections.net. Pat Holland, Valerie Hobson, Val here. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about aging and the holidays this morning. Pat Holland here with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging and Valerie Hobson Bell with Elder Care Connections. One of the things, as we talk about coming and you come home and you see mom and dad and things aren't what they were, I guess one of the things you want to initially not just have a look of shock on your face and, you know, just want answers. And I think you said it earlier, Valerie, you want to be diplomatic.
Absolutely.
About this. And you don't need to wreck the holidays.
No. No. That,
and, you know, pick your battles to fight and
That's
win.
That's right. And you just watch, you know, you're investigating, you're watching. And if there is an area that you feel that your loved one is in a danger situation, that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, then you want to go out and start really looking for help before you leave the area. But if it's something that maybe can be taken care of within a matter of time, then that's when you reach out for help, or you just keep taking note on it to see if it changes, if the situation changes.
It's a good idea to take notes of things, and you know, that way you can always kind of refer to it instead of just depending on your memory.
Absolutely.
Don't depend on your memory.
I mean, having some type of notebook or putting it on your phone, as they say nowadays, is real important. And that goes for when you go to doctor's appointments, taking notes. If you're in the midst of having services come in and they're all telling you something different, it is important to kind of just jot down things. But one of the things that we've noticed where people don't really pay attention is with medication management. So I have seen even husbands and wives who have always been independent within that relationship, they're not monitoring each other's medication box or how they're taking their medicines. And that is really important, I think, as we see our loved ones start to decline a little bit. Are they really getting all of their medication? Because, and if this medication really is for a serious ailment, then it can cause more problems. So we need to manage it some type of way. I like to see seniors use a pill box of some sort, not just put their pill containers in a box and take that out once a day, but literally put them in a pill box on a weekly basis so that you can eye it when you come in to see if it's been taken on Tuesday.
Because, right, yeah.
You know?
Because even if the person is sharp, I know in the days when I was being treated for cancer and had pills to take, you don't always remember.
That's correct.
Did I do that this morning or was that yesterday
exactly.
I'm thinking of?
The only way to know is to put it in that pill box, as Valerie said, and you have the opportunity to go back and check and make sure. We do it on a regular basis. Don't hide those pills. Keep them in the forefront so that everybody knows that the senior is safe.
And so often I've had people bring me a small cardboard box or a shoe box of their pills, and they'll say, well, this is what I just go through every day. But it's no way for anyone in the home or anyone coming in to know if they have taken those medications.
And if something happens then, someone comes in and you know what they've taken, how much, and when they last had it.
That is correct.
Absolutely. When you can keep tabs on that type of stuff, you have your, again, it goes back to, you're more educated on what to tell a doctor, that this is what's going on. Your mom, dad isn't taking this medication, it appears, and what do we get to do about that? One of the things that we have at the Agency on Aging is a personal emergency response system. It's called CareNect. And that system not only has the transmitter to push if you fall or if you need help, it's got many, many more capabilities than that, but it also has a medication management system where the equipment is filled with your medication and it only opens a drawer at a certain time so that that's when you take it. If you don't take it in a certain amount of time, it'll go back in so that you don't double your medications. Wonderful, wonderful way of keeping track and making sure that people are taking their medication. And there's lots of little equipments and services that will keep a person independent in their home, in their community. So it's not that you rush in, as we've said, don't rush in, but it's not that somebody has to rush in and say, my mom needs to go somewhere, because that is not the case.
No.
There are many, many companies, there are organizations, there's equipment that will keep a person independent, safe, with dignity in their home.
Well, I just wanted to talk about that pill device that Pat is talking
how
about.
How big is it, and is it something you buy?
Most of the time, you can actually put up to 30 days worth of medication in there. So if you're only able to visit your loved one once a month, then you're able to fill that or help them fill the pill box, or you do it, whatever the case is. This device, it sits on a table.
Okay.
It's probably no more than 12 inches by 12 inches.
And some of them will actually, they have an alarm on it so that your loved one will know it's time to take their medication. And as Pat said, if they don't take it within a fair amount of time, it actually sucks it back into the machine and it notifies any caregiver that's listed. So it will actually email you or something.
Oh, wow.
Your loved one did not take this medication. Or you see it when you go to fill it up again, whatever the case is, you will be able to know if they're actually taking their medications. Mm-hmm. And so aside from that, the actual PERS that Pat is talking about, Personal Emergency Response System, that's a wonderful device as well, because now they're starting to let people go outside.
Oh, absolutely. We have our system, which again is CareNect. We have several different pieces of equipment. We have the standard landline that gets plugged into your regular old phone. We have a cell system that works with your mobile phone. We have GPS system that for people who travel or are out and about on a regular basis, it will come with you no matter where you go, whereas the house type ones, the landline and the cell, are pretty much house contained. But our system is extremely different from the rest of them in that You decide who you're going to call, how your protocol is going to be. Mm. So when you purchase the system for from us, which there is no contract, so you can get out of it at any time. There's one price, and that's it. It's not going to change on you. But when you come in, we will find out how you want your emergency to be treated. So then if somebody pushes the button for assistance, the call center is going to pick up. They are specifically trained in dealing with seniors, which is a wonderful part of it itself. And they will determine whether there's an emergency. If they don't hear you, talk back. They will start that emergency procedures. If you pushed it by accident, they're going to know that you pushed it by accident. They're going to call you back later to make sure you're still okay. But the neatest thing about the system is that if you're just not feeling good, if you're lonely, if you want to check what the weather's supposed to be like in your area today, push that button and talk to the people that are on the other side, because that's what our system is there for. Hmm. It's there to make sure that you're okay, you're not lonely. It can remind you that you have a doctor's appointment, that you need prescriptions, all sorts of things. It's an incredible system, CareNect is.
That's something to look into.
Absolutely, that in itself will keep a person in their home. My dad is an actual user, so I know firsthand that it works. It works very well.
Well, and we all laugh about, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up. But
sure.
That, when you start dealing with that with family members, that's a huge concern.
It's a serious.
Yeah. I heard yesterday from a client whose mom has some other different system. A lot of them need to be charged. So people forget to charge their pendants. And when they need them, they won't work. Ours does not need to be charged. We will come replace your battery for you when the battery signal is given to us. All of this is monitored on a regular basis. It's tested weekly. We know that your system is working. And if it's not working, we're going to fix it.
And when you were talking about you can set it up how you want, that means that it can call your caregiver say, your dad just pushed the button. He's fallen or whatever the case is. Or it can go straight to 911.
Right.
And
they will call 911, and they actually stay on the line with 911 and follow up to make sure that the situation has been taken care of. It's an incredible.
Yeah. No, it is. You see, it's technology and the things it can do. And like you say, this is the kind of thing that can keep you in the home.
Right.
That's right.
And if you have pushback from other family members or the person themselves, you can always point to that and say it's that, or we're going to have to do something more.
It's about being safe. And
that's the
way we always try to go about it and have people go about it, is that we're keeping you independent. That is our goal at the Agency on Aging. I know it's Valerie's goal with Elder Care Connections. We never, ever want somebody to think that they're not going to be able to stay in their home until it's absolutely necessary. But the goal always is to keep independent. And with a system like that, with services that are available, that's very, very possible.
Sure. Yeah.
Again, so just if you're interested in this, just contact Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging.
Absolutely. We are there. Again, healthygenerations.org. There's a little bit of information on it in our senior resource directory. Give us a call, 540-371-3375, and just ask about CareNect. They'll put you right into me, and we'll talk about it and get it set up as soon as you want. We have them in our office. It's not like something needs to be shipped. And if need be, we will go out and set it up. We're there for you.
And I've told many of my clients who wear one, it doesn't have to be shown. You don't have to wear that on the outside of your clothes.
Yeah.
Put it down inside your shirt. No one has to know you even have it.
No, it's
but you can just touch on your chest when you need it, and your button is pushed.
My dad wears his 24 hours a day in the shower. It's 100% waterproof. It is always there for him in case he needs it. And it has made him feel a whole lot safer being in the house by himself. And it's given us peace of mind that if he does need help, it's right there, and we can get it.
No, that whole safety thing, and people, especially my grandmother, who was just fiercely independent and always insisted on going up and down,
going down
to her basement stairs.
Yes.
And she fell and was there for a day one time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say earlier that the lady that I talked to yesterday, her mom fell down the stairs and was there for 9 hours until somebody came home from work. That's, with our system, it's not necessary by any means.
371-3375 to get in touch with Healthy Generations, you said, is what you're now going. Is that
Healthy Generations is our new name.
Is that the new name?
I
did not know that. So this is new information for me.
It is.
Healthy Generations.
Double the information with Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging and Healthy Generations. We're there for you.
But that's that really is a good name for what what you're dealing with.
It is because a lot of times it's not so much the senior, of course, that's the focus, but it's the family members that we're providing information to help the senior.
HealthyGenerations.org, the website, 371-3375. And Valerie Hobson-Bell here from Elder Care Connections, eldercareconnections.net. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We're talking about aging and the holidays with Valerie Hobson-Bell and Pat Holland this morning. Pat, I guess what the kind of the, starting to sum all of this up, if you go home and you start noticing these things, one of the first things you probably want to do if you see something that's alarming is to talk to the person or the family and get a doctor's opinion first.
Absolutely. First off, take a breath for yourself. Don't come rushing in thinking you're going to change everything in a day. So when you do see issues arising, there probably is a medical reason for that. And the first step is always your primary care physician. And be truthful, because your medical people can only deal with what you tell them. So if you go in, you know your mom or your dad is having issues, but you don't say anything about it, it's still a secret. So make sure that the truth gets out there, because it's always what will help us.
And it very well could be a temporary issue, something like an infection going on. You know, a lot of times in seniors, infections such as urinary tract infection or pneumonia can make a senior person look like they have dementia. So it may not be true dementia.
Correct.
It may be something that can be solved with an antibiotic.
Right. And it's so, so important to make that doctor your first step.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to get on the road to correcting the issues that are arising.
And so if it's not temporary, you get your diagnosis. And as Pat said, you take another breath and then you go about creating a plan. What is the plan? Sometimes, again, you may need professionals to help you create that plan, but that is what's going to give you direction. Which way to go.
And you talked, Pat, about a geriatric care manager.
Absolutely. I mean, that is what we do. We help families create a plan for caring for their loved ones. But we do it maintaining the senior's independence as long as possible. So we tell you what you should do in 14 days, 30 days, or the next 6 months. That is the plan that you can create.
And a lot of times there's stuff out there, just like Pat, you talking about just some of the things that Healthy Generations, Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, has at their disposal. There's going to be those kind of things in communities, even rural communities.
Absolutely. The entire United States is covered. Yeah. So no matter where your loved one lives, there will be assistance. And some of the things that we have at the agency are as simple as somebody going in as a homemaker and doing a little bit of housekeeping once every other week, or going grocery shopping. Transportation is extremely big to ward off isolation. We have our senior cafes, which is socialization. We can provide transportation. And, our folks get together, they arts and crafts and do all sorts of incredible things. So there's a lot.
Home delivered meals.
Right, we have our home delivered meals, which are meals that get delivered once a week to somebody who's homebound. And that really helps out when there isn't that support network right there.
Nobody wants to deal with this, and especially at the holidays. But like you said, Valerie, you're gonna make things easier if you think about it in advance and try to make a plan.
Absolutely. And we don't want to end this show without saying, get your paperwork in order. Hmm. Everybody needs to have a durable power of attorney, no matter what age you are, because that is going to say who you want to speak for you when you can't speak for yourself.
And it doesn't have to be the next in line. You know, a lot of parents want to be their oldest child. You really need to trust the person that you give a power of attorney to, both financially, medically. But they are the person that, in your absence and your inability to make a decision, they are the person that will do that. And and it really only kicks in. A lot of people say, I have power of attorney. It doesn't matter if you have power of attorney, provided that your loved one can make their decisions.
Because that's all part of that plan. And when you're talking to your family and they know who is supposed to be speaking, it just really helps the whole flow. They're not fighting with one another, thinking, what would mom or dad want? You've already put that out there for them.
And again, the earlier you can start talking about this thinking about it.
And I tell the senior, this is a gift to your family. Yes. So give this as their holiday gift.
The more information that you're given, the more you know, the better off everything is going to be, the situation is going to be.
HealthyGenerations.org, 540-371-3375 to find out everything here with Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging and Valerie Hobson Bell, Elder Care Connections, ElderCareConnections.net, 540-419-4387. Thank you both, Valerie Hobson Bell, Pat Holland, and great information. And we will continue to talk about this in the year ahead.
Thanks, Ted. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys, too. Thank you so much. That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.